Will You Stand With Me by Lucy Davies. To those who care, those who are kind, those who are inclusive, where are you? You so proudly stand for everything. Black, I'm with you. Gay, I'm with you. Trans, I'm with you. Disabled, I'm with you. Vegan, I'm with you. Activist, I'm with you. Not agreeing to the government injection? You deserve everything that's coming to you, you Trump-loving, right-wing, selfish, conspiracy theorist, anti-vax refusenik. I don't care if you're fighting for freedom. You're a fascist. The Guardian said so. What is this? Brainwashing? Not in my backyard? Fear of putting your head above the parapet and standing with the crazies who've got slammed for the last 2 years for calling out the bullshit? How can a vaccine passport prevent transmission when the vaccine doesn't? Riddle me that. Not with one of the standardized answers from a weekend newspaper's free leaflet of things to say when a conspiracy theorist backs you into a corner sentences. I mean, really. A logical, rational, of your own mind answer. Are you willing to see that this is not about your health? That this is about divide, prejudice, and discrimination? The things you so loudly and proudly stand for? Do you believe that it's acceptable that a medical apartheid is happening? That some of your friends and maybe family are already being treated as second-rate citizens? If we can't enter a shop, will you use your voice? If we can no longer travel, will you vote with your feet? If we lose our jobs, will you risk your reputation? The propaganda machine will continue to spew out its lies, just as it has during every other war and every other attack on minority groups. All of those you fight for and stand with today in utter disbelief that the peers of each group in each era could possibly have sided with the oppressors, their deafening silence alone often doing the work for them. I wonder if you'll continue to believe them, or if you don't believe them, turn a blind eye to them in the incessant and futile hope that things will go back to normal. Or will you snap the cord and stand? Will you help to collapse the old so that the new can flourish? The new which will give you freedom too. Real freedom, not the increasingly conditional, drug-dependent, draconian bullshit they're selling to you as freedom. I'm doing it no matter what, along with millions of others. There is nothing they can do or say that will ever make me buckle. I'll hold my head high and I'll boycott any establishment that is complicit in this tyrannical insanity. I'll teach my kids the meaning of integrity. I'll support and add to the wave of new businesses, groups and communities that stand for freedom, love and all the other clichés that have been on the receiving end of a patronizing eye roll from the intelligentsia for so long. Considered lowlier virtues than the pseudo-authenticity and cherry-picked, media-led, anti-prejudiced, quote-unquote, caring that's so readily accepted and rewarded in today's fucked-up world. Because it's real, and it's the future. This is not about us. This is about our children and all future generations. I'm not worried or scared because I know what's on the other side of this. I just keep wondering. Will you stand with me? Because I can't stand with you and chat shit in the street anymore, politely ignoring the brontosaurus in the room for fear of offending you or making you feel uncomfortable. I can't pretend it doesn't hurt when you're all smiles and we talk awkwardly about the weather, and all I can think of is, do they really believe this is deserved? What will they do when the walls close in even further? I can't do that fake crap anymore. It was never just a mask. We are now on the brink of a full-blown medical apartheid. Will you stand with me?